This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Jess on Joy.
Our next guest is a children's writer who believes every child should be able to see themselves in the books they read. She lives in Melbourne with her partner Jennifer, their two daughters and dog Coco. That sounds like a nice full house to be cooped up with. Welcome to the show, Bernadette Green.
Thanks for having me, Jess. It's lovely to be here.
Hey, Bernadette, this is Tom here. How are you going? I'm also coming out of my lounge room.
Yeah. I'm sitting in my bedroom, so...
Oh, that's excellent.
Lovely to talk to you.
Well, look, I've had a look, and your beautiful children's book is titled Who's Your Real Mum? Can you tell us a bit about the story?
Yeah, so the book's about a little girl called Elvie and her friend Nicholas, and he's come over for a play. And when he sees her two mums, he wants to know which one's the real mum. And she says, you know, they're both my real mums, but he insists that the mum who carried her is the real mum. So
he's a little
bit fed up with this question. So, it goes on a bit of a ridiculous, journey and,
It is beautiful. And look, my wife and I are mums, and I can't tell you enough how important a book like this is. We read it together because thank you for the book. It was beautiful as a family. And to be honest, I welled up a bit. My daughter wanted me to cross out Elvie's character name and write her own in there. So what's the reception been like?
Well, it's actually only been out for a couple of days. But the reviews have been really positive. So, that's great. I mean, I've been quite overwhelmed with the positive feedback from reviews. But, we'll wait to hear the other thoughts that'll come my way, I'm sure.
I mean, I've been with my partner 20 years, and when I met him, I had three children under nine, and my son had a friend over once, and the friend walked in the house and said, "Oh, who's that guy?" And he said, "Oh, well, that's my dad." And then he pointed to my partner and said, "Well, who's he?" And my son turned around and went, "Oh, I suppose that's my other dad." Kids just run off and play. A lot of what happens is actually coming from their household. Children don't. They just look at everything quite normal.
Yeah, they do. And I think that there are... Yeah, they do. But I think it does help when there's books out there which also are kind of bringing... so that they're seeing it, so other kids are seeing it. So they, because kids are naturally curious, and some kids are like, whatever, it goes over their head. And other kids are like, hang on, your family's looking a bit different to mine, so can you just give a bit more detail?
No, because here at Joy, we love anything that's inclusive. So do you think the way to beat discrimination for our community is what they've faced over the years is to actually have kids look at things that are normal? To be able to see ourselves in these books.
Yeah, totally. I mean, my daughter, who's now 16, was saying to me, that
16.
When she was at school... Yeah, she's 16 now. I've got a 12 and 16-year-old.
I feel sorry for you because I remember having 16-year-old daughters. I actually thought I was going to have to leave the house for one stage of that.
I know. It's a bit of a roller coaster. But she was just saying to me the other day just how she found it quite confusing at school because, people were supportive, but I guess, we're having a different experience to what they are. And she was just saying what she found confusing was, she went from, her home where it was all very normal to at school. She just said there was, no stories, there were no parents like her parents. Yeah. So all throughout her years. And, I remember after marriage equality came in, going to a shopping centre with my partner and seeing on the body shop, they had a lesbian couple out there. It was the first, advertising, and it was the first time I'd actually seen a queer couple, and we embarrassed the kids by taking a selfie in front of it. But it was so affirming. And now, there's a lot of advertising and movies, but, it took a long time, didn't it? I mean, there's not... There can still be a lot more, but, when you first see that after, kind of living without it, you'd both know the same experience. It's
Well, it's going in the right direction. It is definitely going in the right direction. Look, my wife and I worry about my daughter at times, as we know, it gets asked all the time, who's your real mum? Name of your book, great name, all the time. Sadly, she does sometimes just answer which mama she came out of, but she quickly adds, but I love both of them the same, because there's that weird feeling that she's only five and she's picked that up. Admittedly, the non-tummy mummy, which is sometimes what it's called, does sometimes get offended out of the two of us.
Yeah.
Especially if the person who asks is a grown adult at the checkout in duty free and doesn't just go with the first answer, no, we're both the mums, like pressed on. If it's an innocent kid, it's a completely different thing. So was writing a book like this a little bit of a dig at those people that think that's an okay question?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm hoping that, you know, it lands in, you know, not just, you know, families like ours, but, you know, with the wider community, so that, you know, because people are curious and, you know, that it kind of answers that. So people, you know, it takes the pressure off kids from same-sex families, and they don't need to kind of, you know, carry that burden.
That is so true. Now, when it comes to this book, I mean, we all just talked about that. Children are very innocent, but should a book like this one be available in schools for all families to read, or are you worried that, like, maybe the less open-minded people, you know, this could do more damage? Because I can remember being, when my children are at school, there was a whole thing about not letting them read Harry Potter because they're reading witchcraft. And I'm like, listen, if my son wants to read a book, I don't care what's in it. Let's just let him read. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, no, totally. I think that it should definitely be in schools, you know, books like this. I mean, there's always going to be people who get offended. I mean, the fact that they're offended by, you know, the, what is it, Tango Makes Three, you know, a book about penguins, you know. You know, based on a true penguin love story. I mean, so, you know, those people are, you know, I think they just kind of need to be drowned out, really, with...
with more love.
More books. Yeah, more love, yeah. And, you know, I think in a way, just with your other question, I think partly I think I wrote the book also, you know, I always thought I just wrote it for the kids, but, you know, I was thinking about it, you know, yesterday, and I thought, you know, that I probably wrote it for myself as well. You know, I've got two kids, and one I'm not, you know, one's one I gave birth to and one I didn't. And, you know, when you do hear the kids being asked that question, you know, it's confronting as a parent. So I think, you know, in a way it was like, you know, I put a lot of love into it also.
Yeah. It's a funny thing that the LGBTIQ community have had to live with. I mean, no one walks up to a hetero couple and go, is that your real dad? You know, we don't ask those questions out. So why would we feel if there's two of the same sex parents that we feel we need to ask that question?
Exactly. I mean, people need to get their, you know, if they want answers to their questions, just Google or... You know, it's pretty simple, isn't it? Like, you know, you can kind of, you know, you don't need to know those things. And, you know, like, as far as biology goes, that's the kids' business. Like, you know, if my kids want to, you know, talk about that or tell people which mum of us, I mean, that's part of their story, isn't it? You know, they're
definitely,
you know, their biology, and that's, you know, they can tell whoever they like, but, you know, it's, yeah, kind of not fair. You know, you'd prefer it if people didn't come up and kind of put that onto them.
I especially liked that you didn't just make it just a story of who it is or we're going around it. Like, because my daughter as well, especially when people say, who's your dad? She makes up a difference. So she knows who her donor was. But she sometimes will tell you, sometimes she forgets. So she'll say someone else. But she will say whatever she wants to say. And we're totally happy with that. But she calls it the man magic that she needed to get made. Because I'm very grateful for a book like these. Funnily enough, my wife and I, my wife has actually made a couple of books about our family dynamic, about the man magic, some of it. We had one two-mum kids book for the longest time. Just like, that was the only one we had when my daughter was younger. Yeah. And it was very repetitive. competitive, and it was in the American spelling of mum. And also, bizarrely, the curvy one, which is me, the curvy brown one, had the mummy instead of the mama. I think you probably know which book I'm talking about. But it's a very well-known two mum, and then they also have the two dad. But it is just a book. It was lovely. It was very important. But this book is a story, which I love, and hopefully that's something that really hits people. Who's Your Real Mum is a wonderful book. It's got imagination. It has a beautiful, loving ending. It's available wherever you can go buy your books, but definitely to go to scribblebooks.com. Bernadette Green, it has been a pleasure.
Oh, thanks so much, Jess and Tom. It was lovely to talk to you and, you know, yeah, it's lovely to hear that you've enjoyed the book.
Oh, I love it. The drawings are beautiful. Everything about it is beautiful.
Yeah, I know. Anna Zobel's done an amazing job of it. So, yeah, I'm really happy with how it's turned out.
Wake Up with Tom and Jess, Thursdays on Joy Breakfast. Tune into 94.9 in Melbourne, stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandjessradio.com or subscribe on iTunes or Spotify.
Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.